shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 1023 KRMG.
Welcome back to Union High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the nine-time state champions of Oklahoma football, the Union Redskins, have defeated the Edmond Santa Fe 31-6 to move on to the second round of the playoffs. And our man Doc Blemons is down on the field with the head coach of Union High School, Kirk Frederick, about the victory.
I've got you. You here?
Yeah. Hey, Kirk, congratulations on a great win. And looks like once again it's going to be Union against Jinx. The Trojans are leading Putnam City North in the third quarter, 42-6.
That's a pretty good score for them, pretty good score for us. Anything that gets us to the next round, for sure.
And Darius Boone had a big night, Coach. 34 carries, 213 yards, three touchdowns, averaged 6.4 yards a carry.
Yeah, I was really proud of Darius. It was definitely it's been a great year for him. We knew that we were going to count on him when we got into the playoffs, and he did an outstanding job tonight behind a really good offensive line and a Santa Fe defensive front that's pretty good.
Your defense did a heck of a job, too. I think they had like 44 yards the entire first half, and just that late touchdown, but really a dominant performance.
Well, thank you. I was proud of the way the defense prepared, the things that they did, and I was really, again, I felt like that they did a really nice job. Outside of a few plays here or there, I thought our defense played really well.
Coach, even when you have a good victory like this, there's obviously some things that we need to work on. One of the things that I noted was 10 penalties, 110 yards. Obviously, those are some kind of mental mistakes. Do you note those as more mental mistakes? Is there what kind of things do need to be fixed going into the next round?
I think it's a lot of it's physical play. I think obviously we're playing with a lot of passion, doing a lot of things, and just getting caught, getting a little bit past the edge, a little bit. Obviously, some of those, are pass interference where you're playing physical and doing those types of things. But overall, sure, you'd like to clean some of those up. But when you're playing a tough physical team, some of that stuff's going to take place.
Coach, after a stumbling start there, boy, to reel off the 8 straight victories there now, 9-2 on the season. Congratulations, and we look forward to meeting Jenks next week. Any idea, will that game be at TU at Chapman Stadium? Have you heard anything yet?
I've been coaching a game, Chris.
Yeah. I know you're doing a good job there, Coach.
I appreciate it.
It's too cold for any more interview time.
That's
get in
right.
there and get warm up,
That's
Coach.
Right.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, buddy. Second round of the playoffs next week. It'll be Tulsa Union against Jinx, the two great rivals. Again, we mentioned Jinx had beaten Union before 27-10. And that was a backyard bowl rematch, a match back in September 7th. Interesting how that works. Usually the team somehow that wins the backyard bowl ends up losing in the next round. If that's the case, Union High School could be on their way to another run at the state championship. Doc Blemons is on the field, too. We have our player of the game and pretty easy choice for us, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. Darius Boone has been playing an excellent game, like you noted to Coach earlier. 34 carries, 218 yards, three touchdowns, averaged 6.4 yards a carry. It's just a great night for Darius Boone and the entire Redskins. The offensive front, especially, that line held their blocks. They made some holes for him, and he's able to carry the ball for a pretty solid game.
Doc Blemons is down there on the field now with our player of the game, Darius Brown.
Yeah. Hey, Darius is doing television. He's probably be over here in just a minute.
Oh, no problem, Doc. We'll take a quick break then. Let's take a break here before he talks to our player of the game, Darius Boone. This Redskins football Union defeated Edmond Santa Fe in the first round of the state playoffs tonight, 31-6. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
This is Joe Cordell. I'm here to talk to you about an unpleasant but an important subject, and that's the subject of divorce. If you're in a good marriage, or even a marriage that's not so good but that can be saved, then you can tune out for the next 60 seconds. Now I want to speak to the guys that are still listening. Odds are you're like a lot of guys. You've worked hard to get ahead. You have a nice home, some savings, a solid retirement plan, and children that you love more than life itself. Yet despite your thoughtful game plan, you're now facing a divorce that you can't avoid. That's where we come in. Cordell & Cordell makes it its business to focus on representing men in your situation.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell & Cordell. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Today we're talking to Dr. Arakaki of Universal Castle Men's Clinic about Movember. Dr. Arakaki, hey, thanks for joining us. What exactly is Movember?
So Movember is a movement using mustaches to start conversations about men's health. You know, issues such as diabetes, depression, and low testosterone. So if you haven't seen a doctor in a while, make it a priority.
Well, everybody knows Universal Men's Clinic treats low testosterone and erectile dysfunction. Tell us a little more about low T.
As men age, they tend to lose 1% to 2% of their testosterone each year. This leads to low testosterone. Common symptoms are low energy, weight gain, or loss of strength. This is a treatable condition, and the first step is just an office visit.
All right, guys, take action. Make that appointment today. Universal Men's Clinic is offering free office visits in Movember to first responders and military or union personnel.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Tulsa Union rolls over Edmond Santa Fe 31-6 to clinch the first-round playoff victory and move on to the second round against the Jenks Trojans 1 week from tonight. And one of the big stars of tonight's game, and a big, big role in this victory, Union Redskins senior running back Darius Boone. He's on the field now with Doc Blevins.
I'm here with a very cold Darius Boone, so we're going to make this quick. Darius, first of all, if I'm remembering right, 218 yards, three touchdowns, over 6 yards a carry, over 6 yards a carry, pretty good night.
Yes, sir. Giving all glory to God. Defense was amazing. Offensive line was blocking tremendously.
Hey, I remember when you were a freshman and we were all excited because there's this good freshman running back and you were behind a couple of years behind a great running back and we just had this good run coming and you certainly have just topped that off this year with your performance. Are you pleased with what you've been able to do?
Oh, yeah. It's always great running backs to come through Union. Tyler Atkins, Shamari Brooks, Justin Sillman, all the dudes. I'm just glad I'm going to be able to be a part of the great running backs that came through Union. I just give all the glory to God once again.
All right. It looks like we're going to get a second shot at Jinx, and when we win that one, a second shot at Broken Arrow. How excited are you for that?
I can't wait.
We're going to win them this time?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. We just got to work hard. We're going to go against a great team. We just got to come out and execute.
Well, congratulations on being a player of the game. I know the newspaper's waiting to talk to you, and I know you're cold and want to get in the locker room. So congratulations, and let's get them next week.
Thank you.
Back upstairs.
All right, Darius. Darius Boone, great job. And, Doc, good job getting in. Both of you getting warmed up here now as Tulsa Union has beaten the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves 31-6 to set up a rematch with the Jenks Trojans. Jenks said their game well in hand. It'll be next Friday night. I'm guessing no confirmation on this yet, but I noticed the University of Tulsa is on the road again next week. They're at Navy, so it makes sense that Chapman Stadium would be available. But, again, they'll make that official announcement probably this weekend or early in the week. But it'll be, once again, a Union-Jenks rematch. And as Doc mentioned, if they can get by Jenks, getting revenge on there after losing 27-10 in the Backyard Bowl back on September 7th, they might get another crack at undefeated number one-ranked Broken Arrow that pounded Union 33-10 in the season opener August the 24th. So a chance for the revenge tour for Tulsa Union set up with a dominating performance tonight.
And one of the things that you look forward to in a game like that against Jinx is that when we lose 27-10 against Jinx, it's at a time in the season where Peyton Thompson is still developing. They've got some issues to fix on defense. Now Nick Jones has joined the defense. Isaiah McGuire is turning into a real force on the defensive side of the ball. You got Darius Murdoch committed to Union or to the University of Tulsa. Ricky Stromberg, they're now marching out on the defensive side of the ball sometimes, who's also a University of Tulsa commit. When you look at it from a standpoint of the way that Union has improved, it's not even the same team that's going to be playing Jinx here at the end of the season. So I like their chances, and I look forward to seeing Peyton Thompson hopefully throwing a couple of bombs in that game.
Union improves now on the season 9-2. That's their eighth straight victory. In fact, their last loss was to Jinx back on September 7th. Here are the other final scores in the state football Class 6A1 bracket. Broken Arrow, number one ranked, undefeated, goes to 11-0 as they crush Moore 49-0 tonight. Owosso had a struggle. They got by Norman, though, 28-21. The Owosso Rams, the defending state champions, of Coach Bill Blankenship, they'll remain in the playoffs, and they'll go up against Broken Arrow next week. Union, of course, here beating 31-6 over Edmund Santa Fe. And Jenks, the final score now, Jenks rolls over Putnam City North, 42-6. So once again, the two great powers of Oklahoma high school football meet in the state tournament. It'll be the second round here. It'll be Union against Jenks 1 week from tonight. Well, some final stats and final numbers here for us, Jeff, before we close up here.
First, Edmund Santa Fe. Hansen went 10 of 28. Not a great night throwing the ball. He got 96 yards, one touchdown, only one interception. Travis carried the load for the first half, 11 carries, 25 yards. He did have one fumble, but then in the second half, he only had 12 carries. It was all snotty, 12 carries, 28 yards, one fumble. We still don't know what happened to Travis there after the first half, but they got 170 yards total, seven penalties, 35 yards penalized out of that. Then for Tulsa Union, there was one player carrying the ball all night long, and it was Darius Boone. 34 times he carried it, 218 yards, three touchdowns. Thompson had went 10 of 16. Not one of his better nights, but they didn't throw the ball a whole lot. And they had Big Trace coming down on him several times, so he didn't have a lot of time to do it. But he went 10 of 16, 89 yards and a touchdown. And then some notable receivers, Spencer Shadle, three catches, 14 yards. And Torrey Dillard, three catches, 31 yards. And 316 yards of total offense for the Union Redskins.
Union dominant 31-6 victory of Edmund Santa Fe. As the east side sweeps the west side once again in the 6A1 playoffs, it'll be again next Friday night. In the second round of the state playoffs, it'll be the rematch of the two great rivals here in the area. It'll be Tulsa Union against Jenks next Friday night. I'll be doing the game with you because, once again, Rick Coyle will be on the road with the Golden Hurricane as they play at Navy next week. And it'll be Broken Arrow against Owosso. So the four powers this side of the state will meet in the second round to decide who goes on to some state semifinal action here. Glad you're with us tonight. Thanks for joining us. I want to thank again Jeff Johns for all his good work here, not only spotting and doing the engineering work, but providing our color analysts as well. And Dad Richard Johns is always super with the stats and the numbers here. And for Doc Blevins for not freezing on us or being able to be on the sidelines and give us some fine reports as well. And I want to thank Rick Corey again for giving us the opportunity here. Rick with the Golden Hurricane is there at Memphis tomorrow, and hope to see you and get their second win in the row here. So for our group here up in the press box and for Mike Downing back in the KMG studio, this is Chris Lincoln saying thanks for joining us. And once again, the final score, first round of the state 6A1 playoffs, Tulsa Union 31, Edmund Santa Fe 6. We'll see you next week. So long, everyone.
Faulty brakes, dirty headlights, worn windshield wipers or tires can all put you at risk of an accident, which is why regular maintenance on your vehicle is vital. Hi, this is Denver Fox, and if you have a fleet of vehicles, whether it's one or 1,000, you need to check out Tulsa Gas Tech's fleet maintenance program. Tulsa Gas Tech carries a full line of SynPro products to keep your engine running longer and less downtime with 10,000-mile oil changes. At every scheduled fleet maintenance, the experts at Tulsa Gas Tech will thoroughly check all belts, brakes, fluid levels, plus you get a free headlamp restoration, and they'll take care of your maintenance records. And don't forget, Tulsa Gas Tech does DOT inspections. They have the knowledge and expertise to repair issues with your trailer that could keep you from passing the inspection, as well as the rigging them out and even retrofitting with the proper brakes required to pass the DOT inspection. Tulsa Gas Tech, they can handle all your maintenance, repairs, and DOT inspections. Give them a call at 918-665-2641 or online at TulsaGasTech.com.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion, Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. You've been listening to Union Redskins Football. Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Met McCoy State Farm, and Red Bud Physical Therapy. On News 102.3 KRMG, make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Torrey and the rest of the game crew, good night.